BBC News with Marion Marshall. The President of Cyprus, Nikos Anastasiadis, has defended a €10 billion bailout deal to save the country's banks from collapse. Mr. Anastasiadis, who negotiated the agreement with the EU and the IMF in Brussels, said in a televised address that the agreement laid the foundation for the future of the country.
Cyprus found itself at the brink of economic disaster. Our choices were not easy, and it was not an easy environment. After hard negotiations and a sense of responsibility, we got to a conclusion that safeguards the future of a country. The agreement is hard, but under the circumstances, this is the best possible we could have achieved.
The Cyprus deal protects small savers, but depositors with more than €100,000, many of whom are Russian, face big losses. The British Prime Minister, David Cameron, has announced plans to tighten the rules on state welfare to immigrants. People from other European Union countries will lose unemployment benefits after 6 months unless they can prove they have a reasonable chance of finding work. Rob Watson has more.
Opinion polls suggest immigration is among the voters' biggest concerns. Now David Cameron has become the latest politician to join the debate on immigration with a promise to tighten the access of newcomers from the EU to benefit, social housing and free healthcare. It's not thought the new rules will have a massive impact, but for David Cameron, the message is more important than the measures, the message being that the government is listening to the voters on immigration.
The European Union has suspended most of the sanctions it imposed on dozens of people close to the Zimbabwean president Robert Mugabe after the country approved a new constitution curbing the president's powers. But Mr. Mugabe himself remains on the sanctions list. Mike Wooldridge reports.
The new constitution, expanding civil liberties, was approved in what the EU praises as a peaceful, successful and credible referendum. The sanctions, travel bans and asset freezes were imposed after the disputed presidential elections of 2002. Lifting them on all on the list with the exception of President Mugabe, 9 other individuals and 2 companies is clearly intended as encouragement to further political progress and a demonstration of continuing concern.
The United Nations is moving about half of its international staff out of Syria because of concerns for their safety. The decision comes after mortar shells fell near a hotel used by UN staff in the capital, Damascus. The building and a UN vehicle were damaged. The organisation has 100 foreign staff in Syria. World News from the BBC. An aide to the Prime Minister of Haiti has been killed in a drive-by shooting in the capital, Port-au-Prince. Georges-Henri Honorat was shot dead outside his home by 2 masked men on a motorcycle. Mr. Honorat also worked as the editor-in-chief of a newspaper and as secretary-general of the Popular National Party. The internet company Yahoo has bought an application created by a British teenager in a deal reported to be worth tens of millions of dollars. Called Sumly, the app summarizes news stories from media companies. It was created 2 years ago by 17-year-old Nick D'Aloisio, who lives in London. He told the BBC what the app can do.
Sumly is an iPhone app that I launched in November, and what we're doing is we've built a summarization technology that can take any news article and automatically summarize it into these paragraphs. And the idea is that these paragraphs are a lot easier to read than full-length news articles when you're on an iPhone and you just want to get a catch-up of what's going on.
The app's technology is to be used in Yahoo mobile products, and Mr. D'Aloisio will become Yahoo's youngest employee. His startup company was backed by investors, including the Chinese entrepreneur Li Ka-shing and the artist Yoko Ono. Tiger Woods has reclaimed the world number one ranking for the first time since 2010. He regained golf's number one spot after winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational in the U.S. state of Florida. More from our sports news reporter, Alex Capstick.
Tiger Woods is back leading the pack. He put it down to hard work and patience, as well as the 3 tournament wins this year. It's been a long, difficult struggle, which began when his car hit a fire hydrant outside his home in November 2009. What followed was the undignified spectacle of a global icon's fall from grace, a previously unblemished image ripped apart by a series of tawdry revelations. His marriage ended, his golf suffered, various injuries didn't help. Some said he would never be the player he was.
BBC News.